Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character.
Thank you for joining us today on FCA Connect. I'm Heather Keener, the Marketing and Communications Director here at Fairfield Christian Academy. And today, I'm handing off the co-host duties now to two of my seniors, Brianna Smith and Abby Miller. They're here today to take over the program. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Our special guest today is our cross-country coach, Mrs. Beth Wilkinson. Welcome, Coach Wilkinson.
Hi, thank you.
Coach, along with coaching, what is your job at FCA?
I am the elementary phys ed teacher, so I teach the kindergartners through third graders.
Gotcha, okay. So I remember gym class, that was always fun. So do you have any funny stories of anything that your kids have done?
In gym class?
Yeah.
They just like all wiggling around on the floor a lot, and just they're just funny at that age anyway, so...
I guess that's a good point. Do you have any kids or family here at FCA?
I do. I have three daughters. Joey's a freshman. Alex is in seventh grade, and little Sammy's a third grader.
Gotcha. Okay.
Besides coaching cross country, do you coach anything else?
I coach junior high girls basketball.
Are you excited?
I am excited. Although it's just busy right now because right now we're in the middle of finishing cross country and starting basketball.
How long have you been coaching?
Cross country?
Yeah.
Cross country, I've been coaching, this will be my 8th season.
Oh, wow. What about basketball?
Basketball, I coached at Bloom Carroll years ago, so I think I coached there 6 years, back in late 90s, early 2000s, and then I started coaching here in 2009.
What does a normal cross country practice look like?
We warm up. And then we like stretch out a lot, but mainly it just depends on the day of the week whether or not we go out on extremely long runs, which for us, we're a low mileage group. So compared to a lot of schools, we run a lot lower mileage on our long runs. And so that's like 6-7 miles instead of a lot of schools do like 10 miles, but I'm not trying to kill them.
Whew, 10 miles is a lot.
Yes.
This is a little contradicting, but do you ever like run to get food or run to get like smoothies or something?
Not smoothies. We do Speedy Freeze runs. And we go to get donuts. And we actually join Fisher Catholic's team sometimes with that. There's a lot of camaraderie in cross country, so it's really neat.
How does the weather play into practice and meets?
It's a huge factor because you got to think of the mental aspect of running, and sometimes the weather can beat down people, and the conditions, they ruin you mentally sometimes because you think you should be doing something a certain pace and you're going real slow because the weather's actually the problem. Uh-huh. So it's a mental thing where it can really wreck you mentally. It's the same in a lot of other sports too.
Yeah, I know when I run and it's hot, I really don't want to keep going. Yeah. And it gets in your head and you're like, dang, I'm doing really bad, but
yeah.
You don't really know.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people come to the meets?
A lot of spectators, typically parents and family. Compared to other sports, we're our meets will be big for certain ones because Division 1, 2, and 3, a lot of times at meets are all together. Aww. So you have huge meets, and we go up against Division 1, 2, and 3 sometimes all together, and we actually, our girls team, does outstanding against some Division 1 and a lot of Division 2 teams.
How long does your meet usually last?
It depends on how big of a meet it is. If you have all the divisions there, it can go all day. But usually our section is blocked off, where they'll have junior high in the morning and high school in the afternoon, or... But they'll usually put the small junior highs together with, next thing you know, small high schools run right after. So they can only be like 2 hours at sometimes.
Oh, okay.
So anywhere from 2 hours to 10.
Do boys and girls run together or do they run like separately?
Races?
Yeah.
Races, it's separate.
Gotcha. Okay. So do the girls run first and then the guys?
It just depends on the meet. Gotcha. They flip-flop a lot.
Gotcha. Does that bother some of the runners that it's flip-flopped?
No, because it makes it fair.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So how did the boys' season play out?
They had a rebuilding year this year, so they all improved over the season, but we were back a lot further than what we were used to in seasons. We've always been the Mid-State League champs ever since we came into the Mid-State League, and this was the first year we weren't.
What about the girls?
The girls have had an outstanding season. They were Mid-State League champs. They're heading on to regionals. Even when we have a bad race at districts, we still were good enough to go on to regionals. So that's a nice sign that when you have not the best race that you still move on. That means we have a lot of strength.
Yeah. Right. I agree, because even if you have a hard meet, and
it's a little different in cross country than it is for other sports.
Okay.
So to get like district title we have two in our section, so it's a little different than other sports. I don't like this one. So the biggest thing is heading into regionals, we're looking to get the top five teams go on to state. So if you can get in that top five, which we are a contender for hitting the top five and moving on to state. I know that there are four teams that have been in the state rankings, and we're right there, right on their heels. So
that's awesome. When's the next meet?
Saturday. Our girls run at 11 a.m. at Pickerington North.
Gotcha. Okay. So the boys don't run?
No, boys ended their season at the district meet.
Gotcha, okay.
How did the MSL meets go?
MSL, our junior high girls and boys teams both won. Our high school girls team won it, and our high school boys did not win. But mommy, mommy did the best for the girls. I think she was in, I don't remember what place she got off the top of my head. But mommy and Joey Wilkinson were both first team Mid-State League.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's what counts.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I did have Ethan Roberts got first team Mid-State League.
Oh, that's good.
And Liz. Dadgone.
Yeah, so you had three.
I had three girls.
Wow. That's
and then awesome. The rest of my girls, I had three other girls that got second team Mid-State League.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. What were the... Who are some of the leaders that are on the team?
Time-wise, Mommy Adu definitely is our best girl runner. Joey Wilkinson's right behind her. And then I have a pack of three that like to switch up places. And depending on how they do is really what brings us up against other teams or not. So it's those three, which are Liz, Cassie, and Maggie Roberts.
So they're kind of like a mood maker.
Yeah, and then right behind them, I have Emma, and Sophie Sterling. They just they're right there also. So if we have an issue, because only the top five score in cross country,
okay.
It's kind of like golf, where if your top five are the ones that score. So if you have a bad race, the sixth and seventh person can move up, and they can really help you out depending on where they're at. Plus, every so often you get ties, and so if there's a tie, then your sixth person really matters. That's how we got to state a couple years ago, was because of how Cassie ran it as a sixth man. We were ahead of the other person's sixth man.
So it's very, team-oriented.
It is extremely team-oriented, which a lot of people, it's just, a lot of people don't understand that. They think running, cross-country, it's all individual. It can be individual, and it can be team. It just depends on how your team actually is.
Okay.
That's awesome. What are some of the accomplishments of the leaders on the team?
Joey and Mommy both just got all district.
Yeah.
So they get to go to a banquet here soon because they get
recognized for that.
Yeah.
Right.
And then. Well, Ethan Roberts, he did really nice. So he got he was first team Mid-State League, which is a lot. Our league for the boys, we have some good runners, so.
Mm-hmm.
So he did a nice job.
Joey seems to be pretty good for a freshman.
Yeah, she has a lot of natural talent. It kind of runs in the family. although she's better than I am, I think. Her times haven't reflected it yet to where I got to, but I ran for a lot more years, and I think she'll be a better runner than I was. Uh-huh. She has a bit of her dad in her where where that extra little, I think push. She's and gifted. I think she's a little more gifted than I was.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Many of the cross country runners, whenever I ask them about how their season's going or what they enjoy the most of cross country, they all say that they hate running. but they love cross country. So yeah. Can you like relate to that?
I can relate to it. I feel that way often. but you realize also that when you're done with it, what benefits you get from it outweigh not doing it. Plus, the team dynamic is what I think most people on our team are there for.
Yeah,
we have a great team that's really close, and it's a fun group.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I've always heard that the cross country team is so close, like a family. Yeah. Even when new people join the team, it's like they fit in like really well.
Yeah, one big happy family.
What would you say is your best memory of the season?
Of this season. Honestly, for the first time ever, I got really cracked up in a run. We were at Hilliard. This was one of the races against all the Division I schools, a lot of Division I schools, especially their reserve teams, because they only take their top seven out for the big varsity race. Mm-hmm. But my daughter, I mean, there were 340 girls in this race. And my daughter comes out, and I think in the very beginning, at the first mile, she was back in, like, 40th place, and only the top 10 get anything, a medal. Oh. Top 10 out of 340. And mommy, I expect to do well. Mommy, she was up there, and I knew she would do well. And she was in the top 10 coming around at the first mile. My daughter is in, like, 40th place. And then at mile two, she's up at, like, 20th. And then I'm like, you're getting close.
Right.
She comes in, half mile left to go, 7th place. She comes around the corner with a quarter left to go. And, I mean, it's tight. It's tight. And so mm-hmm. it's intense and crazy. And I wanted to cry because it's like aww. The first time I'm not real nice to my children. And I don't push them. But for the first time, I had a mom moment as I'm watching her go into the finish line. And I about lost it.
Aww.
So it was a cool moment.
So very she got 7th cool. then?
She got 7th that race.
That's awesome.
I think. Nice. Wait a minute. That's I might be sweet. Wrong. I think so. I heard she might have finished a little further, but I think
it was
7th.
But she still
seventh.
Made it in the top 10.
Oh, she got top 10, and it was awesome. It was very an awesome good. Experience.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Wilkinson, for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you.
And to all our listeners, remember we're bringing our alumni home for an all-class reunion on Friday, December 22nd. So if you know someone who has graduated from FCA, please have them email Mrs. Keener to register, and we will have a free pass for them along with their family to get in the basketball game that night as well. Her email is hkeener@fcanights.us. Thank you for listening today, and thank you, Coach Wilkinson, for joining me on FCA Connect. Tune in next week for more of what's going on at Fairfield Christian Academy. For FCA Connect, I'm Abby Miller.
And I'm Brianna Smith.
Talk with you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.